You're listening to the Locked On Broncos podcast, hosted by Cody Rourke, your daily Broncos podcast.
The NFL draft is just 10 days away. Voluntary workouts begin for some Broncos players as the rest of the NFLPA discusses what's next with the NFL's latest revision to their offseason program. Plus, I reveal who the Broncos select in my official 2021 mock draft. This is the big one, folks. This is it. This is what I'm putting my name on for this year. On today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. From the South Stands to the end zone, I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, senior NFL analyst at Pro Football Network and Broncos insider for the Locked On NFL Network. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Cody Rourke NFL. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very fun start to the week ahead that we have here. Obviously, five episodes in store for you. Monday through Friday, you guys get a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos, all year long, folks. And you can get this podcast on your favorite podcast providers, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and the Odyssey app, AUDACY, folks. But with that said, happy Monday. Hope you all had a very fantastic weekend. We had some snow over the weekend in Denver. That's clearing up now. The weather's getting a lot warmer. We're getting into the very fun part now as Broncos players, some, not all, but some players will report to the team facility at the UC Health Training Center today for voluntary workouts. Now, obviously, last week there was an announcement from the NFLPA in regards to the Denver Broncos from players that a majority of players will opt out of voluntary team workouts at the team facility, but not every player was in agreement, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some players are now going to come out and obviously attend voluntary workouts. There are some players that have workout bonuses, but there's also some guys that want to get better. And Dalton Reisner is one of those first players that said, hey, you know, I'm gonna be there on Monday. He had an interview with Mike Kliss of 9 News Denver, and he said, I've stayed quiet through this process, but yeah, I'm showing up on Monday. I addressed that with my team, and they were very supportive of my decision. I've been in there the entire offseason. And I want to kind of put the clarification here. There are some comments, some responses from fans saying, oh yeah, this is a guy that wants to win. You know, I think Dalton Reisner wants to win, but you know, these people are taking shots at the other teammates, right? And we talked about it last week. Everybody is making such a fuss about phase one, which is literally off-season conditioning and a strength and conditioning program. A lot of these players are already training. They're hitting the weights. They're doing conditioning. But this would just be 90 players at the team facility. I'm not even going to go deep into it again because I did that on last week's episode, Locked On Broncos. But everyone's making such a fuss about the phase one when there is no football work to be done in phase one at all. You can't work with your coaches. You can't go out and do any kind of football installs. That's for phase two and phase three. Now, what's coming up down the pike is going to create an opportunity, I think, for players to be at the team facility for phase two, phase three. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. But there are some other players who could show up today at the team facility and maybe earn their workout bonuses. Some players that do have workout bonuses in their contract. Broncos outside linebacker Von Miller, if he shows up for team voluntary workouts, he'll make $500,000. That's a lot of money, right? I mean, for me, I would do that in a heartbeat. For Drew Locke, $75,000 for him to attend. Graham Glasgow. Now, here is something else as well. Mike Liss had talked to Drew Locke, and Drew didn't say whether or not he'd be there, but he has been at the team facility. He's been working with Lauren Landau this entire offseason. When he's been in Denver, and then when he's in Missouri, he works with his own personal trainer. But Graham Glasgow also mentioned to Mike Kliss that he will be attending workouts. Not sure if he's going to start today, but at some point he will be showing up at the team facility in terms of being able to put in that body of work there in terms of iron sharpens iron, being able to work on yourself. Because I think one of the most important things that not every NFL team, no NFL team actually last year got that. And in terms of voluntary workouts, the NFL sent them a stipend. Every player got like a $1,500 stipend to get their own workout equipment for the pandemic, to be able to work out at home. And, you know, you can't really do too much with $1,500. So for guys that do want to come into the team facility, they get access to the entire training staff. They get access to the entire weight room and obviously the cafeteria. They can do some things there and obviously get the right nutrition in their bodies and the amount of stuff that they need to recover. Now, in terms of phase two, phase three, that's not for a few weeks here. Now, the Broncos, they could have players back here, and here's why. The Broncos, they are set to administer voluntary Pfizer vaccines at the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse on Wednesday to not only just the team, but the coaching staff, employees, and families of the players and obviously families of the staff for the Broncos, and they are going to be offered this voluntary vaccination. They also reached out to alumni, Broncos alumni, and offered the vaccine as well. The second dose would come on May 13th. So it depends on how many players are vaccinated, but the more vaccinated players that there are, the more I imagine that you're going to see the Broncos report to the team facility for phase two of the offseason program, where they can do some football stuff, but it is at a teaching pace. It is not full speed. There is no pads. There is no contact, but it's more like the on-field drills and some of the install stuff at a teaching pace, as what it's termed in the NFL CBA. So keep an eye on that, Broncos country. Obviously, as the NFL draft approaches us in just about 10 days, the beginning of the voluntary workout program, not every NFL team has opted out. I'd say about half of the league has, but there's still a good portion of teams that haven't just yet. So there's going to be some teams, and I think it's going to provide some important data points to see if there's any kind of increase in any potential COVID cases. This is still something we have to take very seriously. But Broncos country, coming up here in just a moment, it is time. We are getting into my official mock draft. This is what I'm putting my name on, and I'm going to see how many selections I get right. I'm trying to get up there with my man Benjamin Albright. He had the second most accurate mock draft in the world last year. I'm trying to get up there and trying to make it the most accurate. I'm going to get to that coming up here in just a moment, folks. But before we do that, I got to tell you guys about these sponsors of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. It's our good friends over there, Blue Nile and BetOnline.ag. And this episode is brought to you by 1010, a capsule collection of diamond rings that are responsibly sourced, limited edition designs at fair price points. And 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. And they are rings sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece, and they're the perfect way to bring light into her life. And they're available now through Mother's Day only at BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. And this collection features high quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and it's fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. And if you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring that she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, though, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10 only at BlueNile.com. And our other sponsors over there at BetOnline.ag, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. The NFL season is over, but you have the NBA season, MLB, and NHL all in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV with real-time updated odds and props on almost anything that you can imagine. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit today when you use promo code LOCKEDON. That's one word, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So as we get into our conversation here about my official mock draft, folks, this is a very big week here at the Locked On Podcast Network. If you love listening to Locked On Broncos, I have a very, very amazing project for you. We have some draft coverage coming up here on the network in terms of video coverage. We also have the ultimate mock draft. But what we have going on this week is that the Locked On Podcast Network is covering the NFL draft from all angles. Catch up on the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 podcast, presented by Odyssey. Follow Locked On NFL Draft and the Draft Dudes podcast for the latest draft news, and stay tuned for more info about our live day one draft coverage that you'll get on your social media feeds. But ladies and gentlemen, let's get into my official mock draft for 2021. I'm going through all 32 picks in round number one, so bear with me here. I think that the selections that I made for the teams that are obviously picking in the order, I think determines how the Broncos maneuver here. So using the Pro Football Network mock draft simulator, this is my official mock draft for 2021. The Jacksonville Jaguars obviously on the clock at number one. I think it's easy to say that Trevor Lawrence is their pick there. And I do want to kind of pinpoint some of the media coverage that's been kind of aimed at Trevor Lawrence. We saw an article recently released that, you know, he doesn't need football. It's something he's really good at, he loves, but football is not his end all be all. And that's caused some, you know, concerns, some questions from analysis all, you know, all across the NFL, across the media world. But the tone is a lot different when it comes with Trevor Lawrence than it is with a guy like Justin Fields, who's very passionate about football. So I wonder what the analysis would be about Justin Fields if he had said something like that. But Trevor Lawrence looks like he's going to be the guy that's going to Jacksonville. I know my man Tony Wiggins over there, Locked On Jaguars, has got Duval. They're all excited about it. And obviously, it was really cool to see what Jacksonville Jaguars fans were able to do for Trevor Lawrence with the wedding registry and some of the gifts that they were able to get. He and his wife, they have now announced in return that they will donate $20,000 to a charity, obviously in Jacksonville. So that's awesome stuff there. So he's going to be the consensus number one overall pick. Maybe BetOnline's going to have a little bit of a prop for you as to how long is it going to take for the Jaguars to announce the pick. Are they going to take up the whole 12 minutes and then announce it? I wouldn't even be surprised in the slightest if they do that. Get the suspense building, but Trevor Lawrence is the guy there. That's the selection I penned in for them. The New York Giants at number two. This is easy as well with the trade of Sam Darnold to Carolina. They're going all in on Zach Wilson out of BYU, and this is going to be a good pick for them. I think that Zach Wilson's going to help kind of change things a little bit. You look at that division, he kind of have two gunslingers there with Josh Allen and Zach Wilson, but can Zach Wilson match what Josh Allen can do? So the Jets under Robert Saleh, the new head coach there, they're undergoing a little bit of a culture change, and so Zach Wilson, I think, is a good kind of starting point for him as a head coach. He gets his own quarterback, which is great. We'll see how things pan out, but the intrigue here is at number three when the San Francisco 49ers are on the clock. A lot of people have been talking about the smokescreen with Mac Jones, but here's the deal, folks. There is no smokescreen, in my opinion. I think it's clear as day when you look at the history of Justin Fields and Kyle Shanahan and his participation in the QB collective. Justin Fields is the guy that's going to be ending up in San Francisco. He's going to make that team better, and it's going to be very fun to watch the NFC West division compete. I mean, it's just a division that keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger every single year. Justin Fields is going to be the QB1 there in San Francisco. Now, here's where we get to number four. The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock, and over the weekend, Woody Page had reported that the Broncos, George Payton, had reached out, and they inquired with Atlanta about moving up to number four, and Benjamin Albright had come out, and Andrew Mason had come out as well to confirm that is not true, that the Broncos have not made any calls to the Atlanta Falcons just yet. They could inquire, but as of today, as of yesterday, as of the weekend, the Broncos have not called the Atlanta Falcons to inquire about moving up to pick number four, but that could change, right? And that's something that we see with the NFL landscape. There's going to be more teams than just Denver that are going to be calling the Atlanta Falcons on draft day saying, hey, what's it going to take to move up to four? But if the Broncos, if they feel like Trey Lance will be there, if they really want Trey Lance, Denver will do whatever they can to move up there. As George Payton said, we're going to be aggressive. We're going to be in on every deal, but we're not going to be reckless. So we'll see where it goes. So I didn't execute a trade there just because I think what we know now is that I think the Broncos, more than likely, I don't see them trading up here. And we'll see how the board falls. But I think for the Atlanta Falcons, you have Julio Jones, you have Calvin Ridley, you have Matt Ryan, who's still playing elite football, despite the fact he's been in the NFL for quite some time. His numbers were top 10 last year in the NFL. I think what the Falcons need to do for that offense, they're very dangerous, but giving them another weapon, I think Kyle Pitts, tight end out of Florida, is going to be the best selection for them at this price point, and he's going to go to the Atlanta Falcons at four. Now, there's a lot of intrigue with the Cincinnati Bengals as well. Do they bring offensive line help to help Joe Burrow, or do they bring in Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow's favorite weapon? Well, they just acquired Thaddeus Moss, you know, Joe Burrow's tight end during the national championship season from LSU. Obviously, he was released by the Washington football team, but now he's got an opportunity to come in and play. So there's an opportunity, a new start for him there, but I think that the Bengals would be absolutely foolish and an abysmal organization if they do pass up on Penei Sewell. So I have penciled in Penei Sewell for the Bengals at pick number five, which leads to us going to pick number six here. The Miami Dolphins on the clock. They need to reunite Tua Tagovailoa with a wide receiver that he has familiarity with. Now, a lot of people are thinking Devontae Smith. That's not it. It's going to be Jalen Waddle. I got Jalen Waddle going at six to the Miami Dolphins, and that leads to the Detroit Lions now being on the clock here at pick number seven. I think that Jared Goff, look, you know, you lost Kenny Golladay. You need a big play wide receiver. Ja'Marr Chase is the best wide receiver in this year's NFL draft. Now, even though he is wide receiver one on my board, it doesn't mean that, you know, he's going to go to the Miami Dolphins. It doesn't mean that just because Jalen Waddle went there doesn't mean that Ja'Marr Chase ain't wide receiver one. It depends about environment, scheme fit as well. So Ja'Marr Chase to the Detroit Lions at number seven. And then the offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Rashawn Slater, he is going to the Carolina Panthers at pick number eight. So, ladies and gentlemen, based on how the board has now fallen, we've seen Slater go, Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Waddle. Who's available, folks? Well, that's North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance. Now, will he be available? Is he going to be there when Denver's on the clock at nine? In this mock draft, he was. So that's who I selected for the Denver Broncos. Trey Lance, quarterback out of North Dakota State. The Broncos didn't have to give up anything to be able to do that. And there is a possibility that Trey Lance could fall to Denver at number nine. There might be a chance where he doesn't even go at four if the Atlanta Falcons want to go with a playmaker like Kyle Pitts. If they really want to do that, there is a strong chance there. Now, what you do have to worry about is maybe a team like the New England Patriots or the Washington football team that are behind the Broncos, maybe calling Carolina and saying, hey, can we trade up to eight? We'll give you, you know, our second round pick. We'll give you a first rounder next year. the Carolina Panthers would be dumb to say no to that. So Denver would obviously have to monitor the chatter there. But Trey Lance to the Broncos at 9 in my official mock draft. And as we get into picks 10 through 15, we've got the Dallas Cowboys selecting Patrick Surtain, cornerback out of Alabama. They need help in that secondary. They get it from Surtain. There's a connection there between Surtain and the Dallas area. So that makes a lot of sense there. And then their division rival, the New York Giants, they're on the clock next at 11. And they need some help at the linebacker position. They have a pretty solid defense, but they need a guy who can cover. They need a guy who's going to be a playmaker for them. And that is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. In my opinion, based on how the board has fallen, that I have selected to the New York Giants. Then, another division rival from the NFC East at number 12, the Philadelphia Eagles are sitting there. Jalen Hurts, they need some weapons to surround him with. I mean, he needs that. And in terms of if that offense is going to take the next step, Jalen Hurts needs somebody to throw to. And Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner from this past season of college football, he is going to be the selection there, and I think he's a great pickup. I think he's going to be a great guy for Jalen Hurts to throw to. His route running ability is very impeccable. Alabama just had their spring game this past weekend. We saw Broncos wide receiver Jerry Jeudy there, Raiders wide receiver Henry Ruggs, and obviously Smith, and you're going to see that talent there, and obviously Jalen Waddle. We saw all four of those guys there this past weekend. Really cool to kind of see everything formulate there with all the talent that they have. But now the Broncos division rival, the Los Angeles Chargers, on the clock at number 13, and they are going to select Elijah Vera Tucker. He's going to play in the interior of the offensive line there, but I think he's got the capability to play both guard and tackle if the team really needs him to do that. And he's also one of those guys, a local California product. This is going to be a big draft, I think, for Brandon Staley, as he's, you know, this is a new rise for him. I mean, he's risen so far in the NFL ranks so in the last 3 years. You have to really nail this. So the GM, they're going to help protect Justin Herbert. I wouldn't even be surprised if they go offensive tackle, but I went with them going with Elijah Vera Tucker. And then the Minnesota Vikings, Jeff Gladney situation is kind of formulating there. He got arrested for some domestic violence. He's going to be suspended. They need some help at cornerback. J.C. Horn, cornerback out of South Carolina, makes the most sense. In my opinion, cornerback one in this year's NFL draft class, and he goes at 14. And now you have the New England Patriots on the clock at 15, and I have them selecting something. This might burn down Patriots Twitter if I have any Patriots fans listening. I've got them selecting Mac Jones at 15. This is really, if anybody stays put, I didn't execute any trades in this because it's hard to predict who's going to trade up. So I've got Mac Jones at 15 to the New England Patriots there. And then at pick number 16, the Arizona Cardinals. In that tough division, the NFC West, you need some cover guys to be able to go against the wide receiving talent in that division. We talked with Bo Brack and Alex Clancy on the latest episode of Locked On NFL Sunday Live yesterday on the YouTube channel Locked On NFL. Be sure to subscribe to that. They were going to say, they told us that they were going to double dip a cornerback. So Caleb Farley, one of the most talented corners with the biggest concerns, right? But you take that risk on Farley, they're at 16. And Broncos Country, we're going to get to pick 17 through 32 coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, folks, I got to tell you guys about the other sponsor of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. It's our good friends over there at Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar out there. And they have 18 amazing flavors. And I'm telling you what, folks, I love the different variety of flavors. There's some flavors I prefer more than others. Peanut butter brownie, salted caramel, toffee almond. Those are really good. And even the churro puff, which is coming out very soon. You guys can get your taste buds wrapped around that. They sent them to me. I love it. It became instantly my favorite Built Bar, soft, easy to chew. Bars are covered in 100% chocolate, and Built Bar is also great for those who are health conscious like me. I'm going through a really big lifestyle change right now. I'm in the gym every day. Sometimes I can't resist the temptation of chocolate, so why not take a bite into something that's really healthy for you and contains chocolate? That's exactly what Built Bar is. I want you to try it as well by going to BuiltBar.com and using promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order when you use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. And ladies and gentlemen, before we get to picks 17, the Las Vegas Raiders will be on the clock. I got to remind you that today through April 26th, you need to listen to the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 presented by Locked On and Odyssey, featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason Lockenfora, and Brian Baldinger, our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of the teams that they cover. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matters to you. That's AUDACY in your phone's App Store, whether it's Apple or Android. Get the Odyssey app today. But now the Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock, folks, at pick number 17. A lot of options for them. They've undergone a little bit of a change on the defensive side. They have a new defensive play caller, but that, now they're going to look at bringing in the best talent possible. You can argue that cornerback is a big need for them. They need some depth there. But it's hard to pass up on a real legitimate cover linebacker and a guy who's very aggressive against the run, despite his character concerns. This is one that Mike Mayock and John Gruden are probably going to talk about. Micah Parsons goes to the Raiders at 17. And as we get to pick 18, the Miami Dolphins, their second first-round pick. They need some edge depth, and so they go with Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia to help solidify their defense. And obviously what Brian Flores has done down there has been phenomenal. You can check out Kyle Crabbs of Locked On Dolphins as well, if you're a Dolphins fan that's somehow listening to this podcast. But now the Washington football team, they are on the clock, and they need some help on the offensive line. They went out and they got Ryan Fitzpatrick. They signed Taylor Heinicke to a two-year deal. They want to see what they have there. They still have Kyle Allen on the roster at QB. Now, what you need to see from this Washington football team is an offensive line that can protect them, can protect whoever is at quarterback, whether it is Heinicke, whether it is Fitzpatrick. And so that's why I went with Christian Darrisaw, offensive tackle out of Virginia Tech. He's going to come in and provide some help there. You need to, especially in that division. It's always tough, and you got Dak Prescott in there on the other side for the Dallas Cowboys. Well, you need to be able to have that match firepower. I don't know if they can do that with Ryan Fitzpatrick, but regardless of who's at quarterback, you need to be able to protect that guy. Give that guy a chance to at least throw up points against Dallas, because their defense right now, Dallas, is very rough. So maybe if you could protect your quarterback, maybe the Washington football team could put more points up against the Cowboys in divisional play there. But one of the picks that's intriguing to me, the Chicago Bears on the clock at 20. I've got them selecting Greg Newsome, cornerback out of Northwestern. Not too far of a drive for him, kind of a local product there. And it helps solidify that depth. They lost Kyle Fuller, who is a Denver Bronco. Greg Newsome, in my opinion, is cornerback 3 in this year's draft class. In my opinion, I've got it as J.C. Horn, Caleb Farley, and then Greg Newsome as my third cornerback, and they're all very talented players. Now, as we maneuver to the Indianapolis Colts, I have them selecting Quiddy Pay out of Michigan. They need some edge help there, obviously, as they've lost a couple guys this offseason. I mean, they're one of those teams that could obviously trade down, trade back, and acquire more capital. I wouldn't be surprised there. But for them, I think on the defensive side of the ball, they need to add some edge depth there. And Quiddy Pay is one of those guys I think they need to take a look at. Now, the Tennessee Titans are on the clock at 22, and I have them selecting Rashad Bateman. Obviously, losing Corey Davis this offseason, in my opinion, was a big loss for them. Not only that, they lost Jonnu Smith. Rashad Bateman is a very talented wide receiver, I think is very low risk, high reward for them. And I know a lot of people are kind of skeptical about taking a wide receiver unless he's a real perennial round one talent. I think Rashad Bateman is one of those guys that's going to probably be the best wide receiver that comes out of this class that wasn't even talked about as much as the Devontae Smiths, the Jalen Waddles, the Jamar Chases. Rashad Bateman, in my opinion, is going to be the steal wide receiver of this year's draft. And the New York Jets have a second first-round pick as well in this year's draft, and I've got them selecting Jamin Davis, linebacker out of Kentucky. Robert Saleh, we know defensively, likes those guys that could do a little bit of both, and I think he can obviously play the off-ball linebacker, but also if you need to split him out and, you know, outside of the box to be able to play some edge stuff, he can be able to do that as well. I think he'd be a great selection there. And the Pittsburgh Steelers at 24, I've got them taking Najee Harris, running back out of Alabama, because they did lose James Conner this week. He did sign with the Arizona Cardinals. They need to be able to run the football, and Najee Harris provides them with an element as a receiver and also as a rusher that I don't think that they've had in quite some time in Pittsburgh. So I like this selection of Najee Harris going there. Jacksonville's second first-round pick as well. They went with a quarterback on the offensive side of the ball with, you know, pick number one, but now they're going to go with a guy who can command the back end of that secondary with Trevon Moehrig, safety out of TCU. I think he'd be a great fit in Jacksonville. He's going to be a leader. He's going to be that guy that can come down and play the run. He can cover really well. He is one of the most talented safeties in this year's draft class alongside Richie Grant, and I don't have Richie Grant going in round number one, so Trevon Moehrig is going to be going to Jacksonville. And then a team that the Broncos will have to face this upcoming season, the Cleveland Browns. I had them selecting defensive tackle Christian Barmore out of Alabama. When you factor in they just added Jadeveon Clowney, they have Myles Garrett. You can do a lot of different stuff. You can plug him in a 3 technique if you want to go with the 3-4 scheme. You have a guy that will command a double team there with Barmore, and it'll free up those linebackers for Cleveland to make some more plays. And I think that they're going to revamp the secondary this offseason as well. I think they're going to add a cornerback at some point in the draft. I think that they're going to be in a good position, and Barmore is the best option for them at pick number 26. Now, a division rival for them, the Baltimore Ravens. Last year, we saw them go with a linebacker. This year, they're going to go with another linebacker. They're going to have Patrick Queen, and they're also going to have Zaven Collins as well. So keep an eye on that duo there. That's going to be very tough. But when you factor in the offensive firepower that the Browns are going to have, getting some guys back, and even the Pittsburgh Steelers, it depends on how well Big Ben plays. And then you have Joe Burrow and the Bengals. If they add some offensive line help, Joe Burrow is going to be very tough, and that Bengals team is going to be tough as well. So you have to have coverage linebackers in that division, I think, in order to be successful. I think Zaven Collins adds an element to them that they haven't had in quite some time. So he's going to be a great complement opposite of Patrick Queen. And then the New Orleans Saints at number 28, I've got them selecting Ifeatu Melifonwu, cornerback out of Syracuse. They do need some help at cornerback. My man Ross Jackson, we talked about it yesterday. They do need some depth there at the cornerback position. If Melifonwu is available, I think he'd be a great fit down there in New Orleans. And with the Packers selecting at 29, they're finally in a position. They're actually going to get Aaron Rodgers some offensive help. And Kadarius Toney, wide receiver out of Florida, is going to go there. They finally give him a playmaker. And you can do a variety of different things. You line him up on the outside. You can line him up in the slot. He's going to be a great complement opposite of Davante Adams, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and even Alan Lazard. They will have some playmakers. And Toney, in my opinion, will rise up, to wide receiver two or wide receiver three his rookie season. And if Aaron Rodgers decides to play football rather than hosting Jeopardy, which he's really damn good at, I can see Toney being a really great pickup for them in Green Bay. Now, our final three picks here on today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, in my official mock draft, I got the Buffalo Bills selecting Jason Oway, edge rusher out of Penn State. Very phenomenal testing numbers, tremendous athleticism. One of those guys I feel like is definitely a project. He is a low-risk, high-reward type player. Not too much football experience, but Oway could be one of those players that helps the Buffalo Bills make the next step in a playoff push. They can never really get to quarterbacks, and that was an issue for them, especially against the Kansas City Chiefs. And then speaking of the Chiefs, they're going to select a cornerback, Kelvin Joseph, cornerback out of Kentucky. They lost Bashaud Breeland this offseason. They need to be able to have some guys to be able to cover, I think, defensively. Some of the other moves that they've been able to make this offseason, they've got Tyrann Mathieu back. They've got Juan Thornhill back. They need another guy. And obviously with L'Jarius Sneed and his play last season, he elevated them. Kelvin Joseph is going to give them a little bit of range there at cornerback as well. And then I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers selecting Jalen Phillips, an edge rusher. They need, obviously, with JPP getting as old as he is, getting up there in age, Shaquille Barrett signing a monster deal. They need a guy opposite, and Jalen Phillips is one of those guys that he's going to stay as a local Florida product in the NFL, and he's going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But Broncos country, that will do it for my official mock draft and for today's episode, Lockdown Broncos. You can get this podcast on your favorite podcast provider, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and our good friends over there at Odyssey. Now, this is a slow week. Normally, you're going to hear a lot of smokescreen, a lot of rumors about what teams may or may not do, but understand that there are teams out there right now that will feed information to reporters to try to put some more smokescreen out there to confuse and to generate some calls from other organizations. This is all about strategy and trying to figure out what teams are doing, and this is a process in which NFL teams and executives do for reporters to be able to put stuff out there to help maneuver things a little bit and try to see things a lot clearer. So we'll see what happens with the Denver Broncos. Obviously, we'll have you covered. I'm going to be on Broncos Country tonight with my good friends Benjamin Albright, Ryan Edwards. That's at 8:35 p.m. Mountain Time. Check it out on the iHeartRadio app of Broncos Country. I will also see you tomorrow for a brand new episode, Lockdown Broncos. It is Twitter Tuesday. You can send in your Broncos questions to me on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL. Make sure you guys like, retweet, and follow the instructions in my pinned tweet on Twitter at CodyRourkeNFL to be entered in a Broncos gear giveaway. Former Broncos cornerback Devontae Harris sent me a bunch of Broncos gear that he had to give away to some fans. I'm doing the giveaway, and we'll announce the winner on May 1st. But with that said, Broncos country, enjoy the rest of your day or your evening whenever you listen to this podcast. I'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode of the show.